In a recent survey concerning an effort to expand alcohol sales in Craighead County, voters oppose the push to make the county wet. 471 registered voters in the county were surveyed for the Talk Business and Politics Hendricks College poll. The results were that 58% were against making the county wet, while 38% support the effort. Editor-in-Chief of Talk Business and Politics is Roby Brock.
58% to 38% with just six undecided is good news for opponents of the alcohol expansion measure. It's a tough challenge for the supporters. If the initiative qualifies, it's going to have an uphill battle in moving public opinion to a more favorable position, I'd say. Those without an opinion are minimal at that 6% level, meaning that those in opposition are going to have to be persuaded to change their minds to support the effort.
The poll also asked whether respondents supported or opposed the proposal, as well as analyzing the reasons why.
We also tested reasons for support and opposition to the measure. 48% said they support the county going wet as a matter of personal freedom. 24% said there'd be economic benefit, and 27% said both equally. As for those who oppose, it was a much murkier result. 37% said it would impact the quality of life in Craighead County. 33% cited moral opposition to the alcohol expansion, and 24% said both were equal factors.
In the Craighead County survey, respondents were also asked about church attendance. Brock says this crosstab provided an interesting look at the correlation between religion and alcohol as an issue.
And it shouldn't come as a big surprise that Craighead County is a very religious region of the state. 68%, more than two-thirds of Craighead County respondents to our poll, say they attend church at least or almost every week. And frequent churchgoers are among the largest group opposed to this alcohol expansion issue. Nearly three out of four are against the proposal.
And that's Roby Brock. Talk Business and Politics will also release opinions from Craighead County voters this week on jobs in the direction of the community. More information on the recent survey can be found at www.talkbusiness.net/NEA. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro.